DRD Gold's decision to withhold its final 2018 dividend after paying a 5 cents interim one to invest in the Far West project is now paying off threefold. That's having declared a 20 cents per share dividend for the 2019 full year on the back of revenue up 11% and post-tax profit shooting to 78.5 million rand from 6.5 million rand a year ago. CEO Neil Pretorius joins us in studio now. Thanks so much, Neil, for joining us today. So your full year numbers reflecting a couple of tailwinds, the inclusion of your new tailings project, one of them. The other is that gold price just taking off as well. How much headwind have those forces counted?
Well, I think October, November, December, actually the middle patch of the financial year was tough. Eskom was not behaving. There were labor protests all over. So the industry itself, I think at the time, was in a bad spot. And we were fortunate to come through that relatively unscathed. I think the model that we'd established is a good one. It's resilient. And at that stage, that was prior to the new project kicking in. So we were pleased to see how the existing operations came through that time. They remained cash positive. They helped us to pay down our debt of 190 million rand even before the financial year end. It was a year of big investment, of keeping an eye on debt cover ratios, making sure that we don't get too close to that towards December. And then finishing really well. The last 6 months have been very good for us with the new project coming online.
You talk to the resilience of your business model, but it doesn't have a hurt having a gold price now at, 740,000 rand per kilogram, up from 162,000 rand per kilogram on the average gold price, which was received in your 2019 full year. How much can we extrapolate and say the best is yet to come?
Well, a lot of the capital that we had to spend in order to get the business to where it is now has been spent. So we're going into a relatively low capex period for the next 18 months, maybe even 2 years. So, and our capex, our sustenance capex, is between 7.5% and 10% of cash operating costs, which is at the moment we're estimating just south of 500,000 rand a kilo. So it is significant margin if it stays there. But I also do believe that we shouldn't be getting ahead of ourselves, because this gold price might be sentiment driven and it could turn around as quickly. So we're taking full advantage of it now, with the business being relatively stable and also with a new circuit coming online quite nicely and hitting stable state. So we'll harvest this period and harvest it in a good way and position ourselves for when it turns again. And I think a lot of money will go into efficiencies. We'll spend more money on research and development. We're still leaving half the gold that comes into the plant in the tail. And if we can reduce that by 5, 10, 15, 20%, then the value per unit that we process just goes up. And that also brings a completely different complexion to the business.
Yeah.
So there'll be a lot of inward focus over the next few months.
You talk about your capex spend starting to taper off for a bit. You've spent 331 million rand to bring Far West into production from April 2019. And currently, as you say, you said debt-free. You're planning the second phase of your expansion at Far West. How long before that comes online and starts adding to production?
So we're running a whole host of models at the moment. There are four models that have bubbled to surface, and we'll pick the one that's best at this stage that will give us, on the one hand, the sort of capex outlay that we can afford. We're not going to take on more capex than what we could pay, and obviously the business model needs to be compelling. At a gold price, that's a lot lower than the current gold price. I think we're modeling it at 635,000 rand a kilo at this stage.
Yeah.
And then in addition to that, we also want to see to which extent we can strategically position ourselves for regional synergies and the long-term exploitation of regional synergies. So that's the way that you want to set it up. We will probably start spending capital in about 18 months from now, depending on the model that we assume. And during that time, over the next 18 months or so, with the gold price, as you pointed out, that is significantly higher than where it was, about 170,000 rand per kilo. And assuming that we can maintain a production run rate of roughly 5 tons of gold per year, you could see how that margin just opens up, and there should be some really good cash flow generating capacity, and some of that needs to go into the project as well.
Do you think that your performance is proof enough for your critics that the deal that you struck with Sibanye-Stillwater was in fact worth it?
Well, I don't know what those critics are saying now. They've gone quiet to an extent. Look, they need to be out there. You need to be, you can't get ahead of yourself. You need to also listen to the other side. And the concerns that they had of a dilution of earnings, I think those concerns were valid. And we worked really hard to get to a point where the 38% dilution of existing operational earnings, where that dilution was made up by the 62% gain in the new project. And I think what this dividend has shown, with a threefold increase in dividend from last year, that there's certainly no dilution. There was, in fact, accretive value accretion over the year. So we're very pleased with that. But that was a valid concern, and our strategy is public. It's stated. We don't want to dilute cash earnings per shareholder. I don't think there's a growth dividend in our share just yet. I don't think that the growth story has really caught on. Yeah. We'll obviously look at growth, but I would be a little bit more temperate than what you may have seen with other companies in the past.
Before I let you go, very quickly, on the flip side of that coin, do you see this incentivizing Sibanye-Stillwater more so to look your way because it does have the option to increase its shares in DRD Gold to just over 50%?
I hope they do, because if they were to exercise that option, now that's our, you know, CapEx for the next phase pretty much taken care of first and foremost. And secondly, we also want to, you know, we want to become the partner of choice when it comes to the development of other resources that are similar, that at this stage may still be invisible within the Sibanye portfolio. I'm specifically talking about tailings. You don't buy Sibanye because they have large tailings. You buy Sibanye because they have a very large platinum and gold resource and they manage them really well. But the moment that those tailings come onto our balance sheet and into our story, there's premium up front and there's very significant potential for value unlock as well. And I think that's the parallel story that we hope to develop going forward.
Let's leave it there. Neil, thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. That, of course, the CEO of DRD Gold, Neil Pretorius.